For another edition.
Can you get our share of Colorado Gives Day $1 million incentive fund? All Coloradans are encouraged to join the statewide movement by supporting their favorite causes online through coloradogives.org. Every nonprofit receiving a donation on or before December 8th receives a portion of the incentive fund. You increase the value of every dollar you donate to KGNU to keep independent, non-commercial media alive and well. Give where you live in support of local radio. That's coloradogives.org/KGNU.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 megahertz. 7 o'clock, Tuesday, you know what that means. Take it away, Cabaret.
Thank you, and live from KGNU Sound Studio, it's Cabaret. You are in for a great treat tonight, because with us are the great songwriters with wonderful harmonic vocals, and they are multi-instrumentalists. Is that a word?
I think so.
Okay.
Why not?
James Moores and Court McCumber with their December tradition of since 2007, right?
I believe it is now.
Wow. Yep. First week of December.
Come to the Cabaret, come to KGNU, down to Boulder.
Wonderful.
Play some songs for everybody.
Take it away.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Peace and love look nice and prim. Now and then you catch a glimpse. To try and try and try for nothing more than this. Well, you're gonna miss everything. Pray for this, a pot of gold, a final wish, to beg and beg and beg for nothing more than this. Well, you're gonna miss everything. Everything is captivating. There's no time for deliberating. If you listen, the facts speak for themselves. Make believe is common sense. So drag your stick along the fence. Dream and dream. Ocean's blue inside of you. Dream and dream and dream and dream. Dream and dream and dream and dream. Dream and dream and dream of ocean's blue inside of you, in spite of you. Thought I'd see the likes of you again. checkered past was better left for dead. You're picking fights that you could never win. Whose you choose? Clouds of light chenille from here, 39,000 feet above the ground. Sitting in a tin can waiting for the sun to go down. Feeling soft, too soft to touch the ground. How will you ever make your stand? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Brings down fallen man. The clouds of glass chenille from here, 39,000 feet above the ground. Sitting in a tin can waiting sun to go down, sun to go down. We lay our cards down on the table, cry or laugh. We share our stories over fading photographs. We lay our cards down on the table, cry or laugh. We share our stories over fading photographs. We lay our cards down on the table, cry or laugh. We share our stories over fading photographs, photographs. Oh, 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 oh. Mm.
Nice playing, James Moores.
Thank you, Court McCumber. Well, you know what they say about Sunday nights? There's a feeling in your belly.
No, when you know that things are right?
That's right.
Is that the saying? It's Tuesday.
That's... You know what they say about Tuesday? When there's a feeling in your belly when you know that things are right. Home-cooked meal on a Sunday night, like a small town market in the public square. Everything's familiar and your friends are all there. You're having a ball, you're having it all. Na 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 na. When she moved to the city to get her degree, I wondered if she ever stopped to think of me. The nights we spent on a blanket under stars, everyone said she was gonna go far. She's having a ball, she's having it all. Na 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 na. Na na na, na 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 na, na na na. Now I went to work counting money for the bank, but I never saved a penny in the market tanks. They handed out the bill to the CEOs and told everybody that we had to go. I thought I had it all, I never had it all. Na 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 na
Now I'm sitting on the back porch rocking in my chair. How it all happens, neither here nor there. The kids came quick and life moves fast. We're living in the moment, not living in the past. We're having a ball. We're having it all. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Well, there's a feeling in your belly when you know that things are right. That's that.
James Morris and Court McCummer. Yeah, how many you guys been together? You guys sound so good together.
Thanks, Steve.
I know you guys, you're from different states, right? How did you guys meet?
We actually met out here. We met at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival up in Lyons, Colorado. We were in this thing called the Song School, which happens the week previous to the festival. And we were sitting around a campfire with a bunch of other songwriters and just kind of heard something in each other's music that seemed to be a little bit different, a little bit, you know, something I could really get into, and I think Court felt the same way, and so we just kind of started up a friendship that just carried on into songwriting. And
yeah, I think it first started as, wow, you're as crazy as I am to be sleeping in your van and traveling across the country. You do that too? Awesome, me too. Maybe we can cut some costs if we join forces.
And then I don't know that we were that brilliant.
Not that brilliant about
I don't
it?
Know
you don't
about
think
that.
It was that calculated out?
Oh, come on.
We just started singing, and it was one of those things that just felt right immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I played on one of his songs that I'd never heard before. I was playing that Irish bouzouki, which was the instrument I played in that first song, and I started singing harmony with him and playing that instrument, and after we got done with the song circle, he's like, who the hell are you? And I said, hey, I'm Court. He's like, I'm James. I said, cool, man, let's stay in touch. And he came out a few months later after that, and he was already touring in Colorado, so it just kind of made sense. When he'd come out to Colorado, I'd go down to the gigs with him if I didn't have a gig myself, sit in with him, play mandolin and bouzouki and sing, and it just worked.
And do you guys do your own original songs now?
Well, we mostly what we play are the songs that we've co-written or that we've written. Yeah, we play, I would say, mostly original tunes. Once in a while, I throw in a little cover here and there, but... yeah, that's mostly what we do.
And you write them together or separately? How do you?
Both. Mostly now together. We'll I might come with an idea and we'll run it through the Morris and McCumber process, and Court will do the same thing. And
yeah, James writes most of the lyrics for the duo. He's always writing when he's home, so he'll bring a song that he thinks is close to being finished, and because of the trust we've developed over 10 years, he'll say, you know what, I think this is finished, but if I play it for Court, there might be some neat little thing that happens singing it together, and whatever instrument I'm playing kind of changes the song just enough to where then it turns into a Morris and McCumber song.
Yeah.
So when you first came here to do the cabaret show, that was 9 years ago.
It was.
So you had just been together for...
I think I was just mostly playing my songs and Court was playing along with. I don't even know if we were really singing together yet.
We found that CD recently in James' glove box of his Toyota Corolla, and we're like, oh my God, let's listen to this. So we did, and it was definitely James' show here. You know, I had done solo shows at the cabaret and was playing around Colorado with my band and solo.
It was funny to listen to.
It was very funny to listen to.
Sure.
Now, I'm looking around the room and practically stumbling over a bunch of things here. So why don't you introduce your instruments?
Absolutely.
Well, sure. Why don't we start from here on the left? I've got an Eastman F-style mandolin. And on my lap is Court's Loudon six-string acoustic guitar. And then to my right is my Lanikai ukulele. We got an Irish bouzouki, and then take it over there, Court.
Got my nylon string guitar and then Irish tenor banjo made by Ohm Banjos, Mr. Chuck Augsbury.
Lives
up in my little town of Gold Hill. Got that from him. So four-string Irish tenor banjo right now. I think the next song we're going to play, I'm going to play cello on. So I've had this cello, I think, for 26 years. It's about 100 years old now. And I've been playing since I was 8. Got this when I was 12. We got my mandolin over here, and then fiddle. Accordion behind me.
And so, are these
harmonicas?
Are they interchangeable? Which
No, you have to play one at a time. You really do.
You got me there.
James plays four of these.
Yep, I'm playing bazooki, ukulele, guitar, and mandolin. Of course, plays the rest.
When we first started, James just played guitar, and I was, like I said, I was just bringing my mandolin and bazooki at the time. Even though I played this other stuff, we just started that way. And I think James was, he's like, man, everybody comes up to you and asks you what that instrument with the bazooki is. He's like, I need to get one. I said, all right. We found one in Knoxville, Tennessee on tour. I showed him a couple chords, and he played it that night at the gig. And then it was off to the races from there.
Off to the races. That's cool.
And then ukulele happened for James, and then mandolin, too. So
that's
pretty
great.
Sweet.
Well, when we come back after a few songs, I'd like to talk about what concerts are coming up for you.
That's great.
Perfect.
And a little bit later, I definitely want to get into your trips to Ireland.
Sweet. Yeah, for sure. Your that's perfect.
Tours of Ireland tours. All
right. Right on.
Go at it.
Thanks.
Well, we'll play a song from our new record. This one's called Bend or Be Broken.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, it isn't a joke. Isn't a crime to do what you do with your time. When the best of intentions,
best of intentions,
they get you nowhere, you'd rather be there. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. You bend or be broken. You bend or be broken. Be my own yes man, I'll take it in stride, I'll make it my mission, I'll make it my life. With all I've been given,
all I've been given,
and all I've been taught,
doing is better than not.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. You bend or be broken, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. You bend or be broken. You bend or be broken. You bend or be. You bend or be. You bend or be.
That's our hit from our new record. It's a hit in our house. Here's another one from the new CD that we released January 1st, 2015. You can find it on our website. Don't do it if you're driving right now. Mooresandmcumber.com is our website. And go check it out. This one's another one called No Way to Live. 3, 4. I have a lot of time to spare. Me and all my vices, I'm pulling out.
That ain't no way to live. That ain't no way to live. That ain't no way to live. Left to my own devices. That ain't no way to live. When you've been pushed out to the precipice one too many times before, when you're easy to forget, it's hard to ignore. That ain't no way to live. That ain't no way to live. That ain't no way to live. Left to my own devices. That ain't no way to live.
That ain't no way to live.
That ain't myself. Some days you feel the struggle. Some days you don't feel at all.
No way to live. Morris McCumber. Well, this one here is about the flood that happened 2 years ago, and my wife and I were evacuated in the middle of the night, getting up the steepest unpaved county road in the country to safety in Gold Hill, evacuated for 6 weeks. But during that time, James was about to come out here for a tour, and he was calling me saying, "Hope you guys are okay. What can I do? I'm too far away to help you sandbag.
I can write a song for you."
I said, "Well, start that. Let's start there." That's kind of where James, that's kind of the deal with James and I. We start, the starting point is always the song.
Yep.
And I think that's what really drew us together years ago, is we both really cared about writing great songs together, separate. And this is another one of those examples of James started writing the song, and he came out to Colorado during the middle of the flood. Even though my wife and I were safe, it was still very, you know, trying times, and he started playing this song for me, and it was just therapeutic and a great way to kind of get a few things out. And this one's called "Take Me Away." 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whether it's courage, whether it's will, whether it's luck, I'm standing still. I missed your call again, but I thought of you. I try and pretend, but it just won't do. Take me away. Take me away. Take me away. Take me away.
The water can't take my house and move it all downstream.
Take your life, it can't steal your dreams. I've got an ache in my head,
Take me away, 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 take me away.
I may not be left with much compared to the norm.
Dogs are howling, children are crying, the road is calling, cause bills are piling, the forest is burning, the river is rising, the water keeps falling from the sky. Falling from the sky. Take me away. Take me away. Take me away. Take me away.
Steve.
Yeah, well, that was Court on the viola. I didn't know that you could
cello.
I'm sorry, cello, and sing at the same time with a cello.
I didn't either.
I thought there was some unwritten law or a rule or something.
Yeah, you don't see too many cellists in orchestras singing when they're playing that. I can't think about it while I'm doing it. That's for sure.
No kidding.
It's just I have to let muscle memory take over.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of that last song you did. Is that recorded?
It is recorded. It's on the new record, Pandemonium. Yep.
All right, let's talk about the four CDs right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this latest one that we just did, we did with Gary Loris, who's the head songwriter of the Jayhawks, which is a band that, you know, I grew up loving in Minneapolis. I grew up in Minneapolis, so they were kind of my favorites, along with Soul Asylum and the Flamin' O's. And we had a chance to play a gig with Gary Loris about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I guess, this time. And just kind of hit it off, asked if he would produce the record. So that's our latest recording. And then if you go back to our earliest thing, we did a thing up at Todd Edelman's place back in 2009 where we recorded a group of songs that we had done
just like this
in shows together, just like this. And just because we knew that people were interested in what CD we had with the two of us on together. So that's how we started making records. And then the two that come in between were records we did out in Vermont with a guy named Jim Gilmore. And our Gravity is one of them. And Against the Grain, which the title track is a song about actually the 4 Mile Fire. So, those would be the four records. And actually, next spring we're going to be launching another record. It would be a double disc. And it's a live show that we did in Texas in May of last year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, people have compared you to the Jayhawks. I don't know if you've...
That's awesome. We've paid most of those people, but I'm really glad that they've come through on their promise.
So Gary Loris was the producer on it. What does the producer do on it?
Well, what Gary did for us, you know, he comes from a band where they have very interesting and intricate harmonies, and we thought that he would be a real good one to work with us on the harmonies that we do. You know, we obviously approach a song the way James and Court approach a song, and what Gary brought to the table was just some varying ideas on the harmonies, maybe on how things would be layered as far as the instrumentation choices.
Yeah, for the Jayhawks started with two singer-songwriters coming together just like this. Mm-hmm. Then it since has changed, but that really drew us to that idea, and James had loved the Jayhawks. And when we got to meet him a couple days later, James was like, I'm going to call Gary and see if he wants to produce the record. Is that a good idea? I said, absolutely.
You know, up until that record, we had always done all the arrangements to our songs ourselves, and I feel very comfortable playing all those songs still today. I think they're great arrangements. But we also knew that if we had a chance to play the song ideas that we had for somebody that we really trusted and respected their songwriting craft, that we might get some more knowledge. And really, every time we're making a record, we're doing it to, you know, give our fans a chance to hear the songs that they love from the show. But also, for us, it's like going to school. We're learning more about songwriting, the process of recording, learning about our voices and our playing styles. And so to have somebody like Gary on board, it was like a PhD in songwriting and singing.
It for sure was. And I love when James and I do go in the studio, even if it's this cabaret show, when you're under the microscope like that, you come out of it better. And I just love when that happens. And it happens every time we make a record. It happened at the live show in May, in April, in Texas. Hopefully after tonight, the next gig we play, we're better. I mean, I just love that because it seems to happen for us that way when we're into this pressure cooker. Because we've played so many gigs together now and made so many records, we can come into a situation like this or the studio and we feel like, okay, if we do what we're really good at, it's going to come out. We're going to be proud of it.
Of course, now that we've said this, the show will go off the rails. Shut it off now.
The first 31 minutes was just fine.
Go buy your Morris McCumber records while you still
enjoy
it.
Turn the radio off, buy your Morris McCumber record.
And the latest album is called Pandemonium.
That's correct.
And that's the one that he helped produce.
That's right.
And I was going through some of the reviews, and I noticed that some of the online reviewers gave you 9 out of 10.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was wondering why we didn't get that last star.
Well, I was wondering.
I really felt like it was a 10, but
I would take him to arbitration if you get that, for that one.
Right.
No, it's really sweet. You know, the grading system is also kind of funny. But yeah, it's really nice. We got a lot of nice feedback and reviews from people this year. So that was
I think
really
the marquee
great.
Here gave us 4 out of 5.
Which is
nice.
Really 8 out of 10.
I know.
Which
but
leaves me wondering.
I'm glad they reviewed it. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah,
but it's great to get these reviews. It's neat to read them. It's also dangerous to read them
because it is nice
because you get one that's 7 out of 10. You're like, what? But it's I've always remember people saying you don't read your own press, so it's always dangerous when a review comes in.
It is nice to get to a point. You know, I don't know how many people listening will understand this, but I mean, you know, when you get reviews and stuff, you're always looking for the quote that you can use on your website or in your next poster on the back of your CD. And it's nice to get reviews where you don't have to say, you know, Morris and McCumber .. music .. they have a CD.
Cutting out all the bad stuff.
You know,
Morris and McCumber .. yes, have a CD. It's not bad.
Sounds like you like what you're doing ..
Sounds like you guys have fun.
So yeah, some good reviews this year. It's been great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's continue on.
Okay. Well, this is a song we started writing.
When you started learning mandolin.
Yeah, I learned mandolin writing this one.
These are the first chords James learned on mandolin, and this song came out of it.
I said to Cord, I said, is this a G? He said, yeah, it's a G. I said, so is this a D? And he said, yeah, it's a D. And I said, so this is A, right? He said, yeah. And I said, how about this?
And we said, all right.
And we just started singing this tune. So it's called You Take Me Somewhere.
I'm going nowhere with the push and the pull. You take me somewhere when there's nowhere to go. Watching the stars disappear into the sunrise. Life is changing right before my eyes. Feeling like a road dog, ragged and high. Leave me by the nose, I don't need to know where or why. I'm going nowhere with the push and the pull. You take me somewhere when there's nowhere to go. I am constantly moving, following the sound. My feet are dancing, but I'm rooted in the ground. Feeling like a road dog, ragged and high. Lead me by the nose, I don't need to know where or why. Feeling like a road dog, ragged and high. Leave me by the nose, I don't need to know it, oh,
I'm going nowhere with the push and the pull. You take me somewhere when there's
nowhere to go.
Play you guys one from our second CD that we made. We recorded this up in a little town in Vermont called Middletown Springs with our good buddy Jim Gilmore. If he's listening, hello, Jim. I've had a lot of fun recording up there in the mountains of the Green Mountains.
It's called Sawyer Hamlet.
3, 4.
Way on back in 31, northern coast, western Washington. Times were hard, he thumbed a ride out into the hills. Where did Sawyer Hammond go? That's what they'll say back in Bellingham. Heard he walked off into the woods, never to be heard from again, to be heard from again. Well, thank you, sister, for the ride. Leave me here on the side of the road. I'm in need of a walk. Step into the woods, standing naked with the trees, dancing with the rustling leaves, that leaves the soul in empty space, solitude to fill, solitude to fill. Some things are better left untouched. Some things are better unsaid. Some things are better left untouched. Some things are better unsaid. It's what they say back in better left untouched. Some things are better unsaid. It's what they say back in better left untouched. Some things
things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid. Some things I better left untouched. Some things I better unsaid.
All right.
We're trying to communicate what the next song is without saying it. And Court just gave me a gesture. I have no idea what you meant.
I was air fiddling.
Okay.
That was my guess.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Steve gets it.
All right.
Steve, we got to start a duo together. Well, we're going to play you guys a tune that's from our second record. The record's called Gravity, but this song is called Leaving for Cove. And Cove is a little port town in southeast Ireland. We lead trips to Ireland twice a year. And the first time we went in September 2011, James woke up at 3 a.m. when we were in a little town called Ballyferrer in County Kerry. And this song came just kind of right out of the North Atlantic, blowing in off the water, basically, after
right
going
through
to
my
the
brain.
Skibbereen. And Skibbereen is in County Cork. The day before, we went to the Irish Famine Heritage Museum and learned a lot about the potato famine. And we didn't learn that in school over here, so it was really eye-opening and a great history lesson for people. And this is where, what you said, 2 to 3 million people from Ireland came over from the port town of Cove in the late 1840s to start a new life over in North America. And as James says, this is a little bit of their story.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still there's food in the field. I have little doubt they found a solution for thinning us out. But the workhouse is full, so we're packing it up. We're leaving for Cove in the morning. We drink to remember, we drink to forget. We drink to put a rest to the ghosts in our heads, who remind us of home as we sail to new lands. We're leaving for Cove in the morning. Ma fell to the hunger the night before last. She gave all she had to care for the rest. But the landlord has said there'll be no room without a rent. So we're leaving for Cove in the morning. We drink to remember, we drink to forget. We drink to put a rest to the ghosts in our heads, who remind us of home as we sail to new lands. We're leaving for Cove in the morning. In the nights you can hear the carts passing by, delivering loved ones to homes in the sky. As I cry in my pillow, I ask the Lord why we're leaving for Cove in the morning. We drink to remember, we drink to forget. We drink to put a rest to the ghosts in our heads, who remind us of home as we sail to new lands. We're leaving for Cove in the morning. Drink to remember, we drink to forget. We drink to put a rest to the ghosts in our heads, who remind us of home as we sail to new lands. We're leaving for Cove in the morning.
Fantastic. Wow, and Speaking of forget, I don't want to forget the engineers for tonight's cabaret
That's
show.
That's right.
George and Jake, the show couldn't go on without those guys behind the bulletproof glass there.
Fantastic. Bulletproof glass, this is.
Let's see. You've got a concert coming up on Friday, right?
The big concert this week is Sunday at Gold Hill Inn. That's where we got really trying to get people to come up the hill and see our 7th annual end of the year finale.
That's a home
gig
for
2015. That is a home gig for me. That is right.
And it's your 7th one.
The 7th year in a row we've played together at the Gold Hill store. It's probably the Gold Hill Inn, excuse me. Probably the 4th or 5th that we've done it as Moores and McCumber the first couple of years. I think James was just in town and he joined me and then we said, why don't we list this as the duo?
Yeah, so it's been our end of the year concert for a number of years. It's great.
Wow, so you do
close out the year.
You do cabaret and then the next week you do
pretty much
Gold Hill Inn. Wow. Pretty cool.
Creatures of Habit.
That's right.
You guys are really busy then. Next week you go to Buena Vista and then you go to Carbondale. You guys are really busy.
Yeah, a lot of those, stay busy.
End of January, we do have all those shows in Colorado on the Western Slope. Going to hit some ski towns to play some concerts for folks.
Yeah, February and March will be in the Midwest and down to Texas. And
yeah, after
a lot of good plans
after
for
the Gold Hill Inn show, get about 6 weeks of time at home. James goes back to Superior, Wisconsin. And I'll be holed up in the mountains chopping firewood and getting ready for the rest of the winter.
And then on your downtime, you have a tour of Ireland.
Yeah, we take these guided trips.
How did this come about?
Well, we met a guy named John Smith, who's also from Wisconsin, and he's got this tour company called Innisfree Tours. And he invited us to get a group together, and so we've done that now for about 4 years. We've taken 22 people at a time, fans and friends, and we go over, and it's a guided trip. We've got a bus over there, a bus driver, and a tour guide.
But it's not just seeing historical sites.
Well, it's historical sites by day, but then just world-class musicians by night. And we get to sit in with some of them. And we put on at least one concert during the trip. And then we have several concerts just for our group by really talented Irish players. So it's a real music and...
Sightseeing, history lesson.
We've had a couple of drinks along the way. That's certainly happened.
Oh, well.
They have this thing called Guinness over there.
They do. And whiskeys of all makes and models.
It's a great trip.
You can check that out on our website. We have a page about the tours, and it gives a good background on where we go and the things that we see and what we do and what it costs. And so there's still a couple openings for 2016. If people are interested, check out Moores
and McCumber. So in May 7th through the 16th, and then September 27th to October 6th.
That's right.
And you cap it at 22?
We cap it at 22 because we like to keep it, personal and intimate, and that just seems to work out great.
Right.
We have an Irish guide, an Irish driver, probably the most important thing is the Irish driver since the roads are tiny and it's the other side.
Great. I'd really like to hear some more music.
Okay.
Before we run out of time.
Why don't we play Used to Run Around?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yep.
So we do have the concert on Friday and Saturday. Checking our website's the best way to figure out what's happening. There's three chances to see us this weekend. Friday concert, Saturday concert, and then Sunday is the Gold Hill Inn. But if you go to our website, you can get in touch with us and email us for more information on those concerts.
Met him on the top of a mountain. I never really did catch his name. But out of his mouth came a fountain. Story of his life he did say. I recall a time when I was younger, living off the land and for the land. And I was a child full of wonder. Nature had its way, he made a man. I used to run around with a band full of trouble. Never really did settle down. I should have used a body double. Spent so much time falling down. I used to run around. Gave the fox a run for his money. Hot on the trail like a hound. I'm tired of all the running. I'm ready to sit this one out. I used to run around. in the day I had a hunger, when living fast was living free. I don't know how I'm not 6 feet under. It's hard to believe. I used to run around with a band full of trouble. Never really did settle down. I should have used a body double. Spent so much time falling down. I used to run around, give the fox a run for his money. Hot on the trail like a hound. I'm tired of all the running. I'm ready to sit this one out. I used to run around. I used to run around. I used to run around. I used to run around with a band full of trouble. Never really did settle down. I should have used a body double. Spent so much time falling down. I used to run around, give the fox a run for his money. Hot on the trail like a hound. I'm tired of all the running. I'm ready to sit this one out. I used to run around. I used to run around. I used to run around. I met him on the top of a mountain. I never really did catch his name.
Shall we play a little ukulele?
Let's do it.
Feel like playing some uke?
Yeah.
And now for the most popular combination of instruments that we have, the ukulele and the accordion. All right.
Say it once if you love me. Say it twice if you don't. A boat built out of rotten wood would never float. Fall to pieces, make your way to the shore. Dry out in the sun and sand, and worry no more. I've been adrift for ages, wondering if I'm good enough. Hanging on with the best of intention. Well, give me a minute to catch my bearing. You caught me off guard. Where did you find that dress you're wearing? You have to go far. I've been adrift for ages, wondering if I'm good enough. Hanging on with the best of intentions. Tell me that not a moment's passed us by. Tell me the truth. Is this goodbye? Wondering if I'm good enough. Hanging on with the best of intentions. I've been adrift for ages, wondering if I'm good enough. Hanging on with the best of intentions.
I'm just hanging on, hanging on.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's right. Why not? Well,
let's end it with what? My Heart is Open?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is another one from the Pandemonium CD that came out January 1st of this year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go check out mooresandmccumber.com. Got some concerts this weekend around the Front Range. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, George.
Thank you, guys. This is fantastic. James Morris and Court McCumber.
There's so many people walking around this world. Said the laughing boy to the smiling girl. The years are short, but the days are long. Gotta open up and sing along. It only takes a little bit of joy to overcome the sorrow. It's all gonna make for a better tomorrow. My heart is open, my eyes can see. A part of you is a part of me. In the heart that beats here inside my chest is home and one with all the rest. A home and one with all the rest. A heart that beats inside my chest. A home and one with all the rest. Come on. Come on.
Where there's so many answers, so many questions. And there's so many ways, so many directions. So search we will and search we must. Just listen, laugh, love, and trust. Only takes a little bit of joy to overcome sorrow. It's all gonna make for a better tomorrow. My heart is open, my eyes can see. A part of you is a part of me. And the heart that beats here inside my chest is home and one with all the rest. A home and one with all the rest. The heart that beats inside my chest. A home and one with all the rest. Come on. Come on. Bit of joy to overcome sorrow. It's all gonna make for a better tomorrow. My heart is open, my eyes can see. A part of you is a part of me. And the heart that beats here inside my chest is home and one with all the rest. A home and one with all the rest. The heart that beats inside my chest. A home and one with all the rest. My heart that beats inside my chest. My home and one with all the rest. A part that beats inside my chest. A home and one with all the rest. And the heart that beats inside my chest. Home and one with all the rest. The heart that beats inside my chest. Home and one with all the rest. A heart that beats inside my chest. Home and one with all the rest. A heart that beats inside my chest. Home and one with all the rest. A heart that beats inside my chest.
Moores and McCumber coming to you live from the cabaret this evening, which you can hear live music every Monday evening or Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned next for Corriente.
Eu não me importo que você tenha defeito, que carregue no seu peito alguma crença ou devoção. A hora é essa, perdi mocidade à beça, dando mal à tradição. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não estou. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não vou. Não tenho culpa se meu mundo é diferente, se o amor lidera a gente sem ter distinção de cor. A hora é essa, perdi mocidade à beça, dando mal à tradição. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não estou. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não vou. Eu não me importo que você tenha defeito, que carregue no seu peito alguma crença ou devoção. A hora é essa, perdi mocidade à beça, dando mal à tradição. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não tô. Família chamar, diga que eu não vou. Não tenho culpa se meu mundo é diferente, se o amor lidera a gente sem ter distinção de cor. A hora é essa, perdi mocidade à beça, dando mal à tradição. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não tô. Se a família chamar, diga que eu não vou. Não vou.
Good evening. You are tuned into Corriente here on KGNU. This is our Latin music show from 8 to 10. My name is Catherine, and I will be playing all sorts of Latin music for you, some brand new Latin music and some more traditional Latin music. I just played a track off of a newly released box set called the Brasileiro Treasure Box of Funk and Soul out on the Cultures of Soul record label. And it has so many gems, I had a hard time deciding which track to play, so I played you a track by Celia. That one was called Ahora Esa, and this was released just a month ago. You can buy it on vinyl. It comes in a set of 7.45s, or you can get it on CD, and it's a compilation of funk, soul, and psychedelic music from Brazil in the 70s with lots of really rare songs that would be hard to find any other place. So check this out. From the Cultures of Soul record label. I'll play another song from it later on in the show as well. And I have some more new Brazilian music to follow that up with. There is a singer from Brazil who I like a lot named Karina Burr, and she recently released a new album called Selvetica. So we're going to play a track off of that to start this new set out. I have so much new music to play tonight from Mexico, even some stuff from Australia. Some Latinos living in Australia have a salsa band that I'm going to play. I have some new music from Colombia, from Mexico, all over the place. So stay tuned. If there's anything that you want to hear, you can give me a call at 303-825-0619. You can also send me an email. The email address here is dj@kgnu.org. Here's Karina Burr. Stay tuned.